USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the aftermath of the 2014 Ukrainian Revolution and the Euromaidan movement, Russian-backed anti-Ukrainian separatists have held the ground in eastern Ukraine. Today, the separatists fired a mortar shell into the Luhansk region. Separatists claim the Ukraine government has fired multiple mortars into their region over the past 24 hours. So far, no one's been hurt on either side. The number one priority for Americans is inflation. As oil is ready to hit $100 a barrel, Republican lawmakers are calling out the Biden administration and their self-induced runaway inflation. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso on Capitol Hill.
Joe Biden is the president of high prices, and one of the defining failures of the Biden presidency is going to be inflation.
Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith.
And the president still tries to spin it as the economy is doing good. Mississippians aren't buying that.
USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There is a growing Russian military presence at Ukraine's border, and it's contradicting Moscow's insistence of a pullback. U.S. officials and British intelligence is reporting more armored vehicles, helicopters, and a field hospital have been spotted in recent days. The report claims up to 7,000 more troops have moved to the border area. A legal battle has started between actor and producer Alec Baldwin and the family of cinematographer he shot and killed on set of the movie Rust.
The family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed on the set of the movie Rust last fall, has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene in the film, which was being shot near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The family alleges that Baldwin and others charged with the safety on the set violated numerous industry standards. The suit also claims the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The John Durham Special Counsel investigation has filed legal documents outlining top lawyers for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were spying illegally on candidate then-President Trump. Tom Fitton is president of the nonprofit Judicial Watch. He was on One America News with his opinion Wednesday.
Yeah, so we had the Clinton campaign, their lawyers, work with this tech company essentially to spy on the Trump campaign. They made up all sorts of fake allegations about that campaign in Russia, went to the FBI about it before Trump became president, just a few weeks or a few months before the election. The FBI knew there was nothing there. They didn't do anything about what Hillary had done. And, you know, frankly, the FBI should have known it was Hillary, even though Durham says the Clinton lawyers lied to the FBI about who actually they were representing. So that happens. And now we find out from Durham just on Friday that this never stopped. It didn't stop when Trump became president. These operators, again, used this government contract or misused it to gain access again to Trump Tower, it looks like, and the executive office of the president under President Trump. And then to top it off, they went to the CIA, told them about it. The CIA didn't do anything about this criminality. I hope Durham's looking at that.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.